Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Okay, today we're plunging into something, well, it feels less like a future guess and more like it's happening right now. What happens when artificial intelligence, AI, steps onto the blockchain, specifically Ethereum, and becomes, you know, truly autonomous? And I think for a lot of you listening, the big question is, what's this mean for meme coin traders? We're looking at this through the lens of a piece from Ave AI on Medium. It's called When AI Agents Rule Ethereum, What Meme Coin Traders Should Know. So our mission today is really to unpack how this whole shift changes market speed, automation, and just the sheer noise in the market. And crucially, what kind of tools, what strategies might you need to, well, not just survive, but maybe even thrive in this super fast new world?
Yeah, what's really fascinating here, I think, is that this isn't some far off idea from a white paper. You know, we're already seeing the beginnings of autonomous AI agents actually starting to rewrite the rules on Ethereum. It's a pretty foundational shift in how the whole ecosystem works. Getting a handle on it now is, I'd say, essential if you want to stay ahead.
Couldn't agree more. It feels like a real game changer brewing. So, okay, let's define things a bit. When we say AI agents ruling Ethereum, what exactly are we talking about? Is it just like supercharged bots or something deeper?
Well, basically, these AI agents are pretty sophisticated programs that operate on their own. They can make stablecoin payments, run complex trades, link together different actions on the blockchain, all without a human hit and go.
Wow, okay.
Think of maybe an infinitely smarter vending machine. It doesn't just give you a soda. It figures out it's low on stock, orders more, pays for it, and then maybe even reinvests the profits it makes.
Huh. So full economic loops.
Exactly. These agents can get into these fully automated cycles. A bot could, say, pay for some data feed, process that data, use it to decide on a trade, make the trade, and even pay for the computing power to analyze how it did. All seamless.
That's a huge leap from just a typical trading bot, isn't it? It's really about machines making their own decisions.
Precisely. And the tech behind it is actually quite clever. It uses something called the HTTP 402 standard payment required. It was kind of dormant for ages, but think of it like a universal pay me signal for the web.
Okay.
On Ethereum, things like EIP 3009 and Coinbase's BY402 payments protocol are bringing this to life. Basically, EIP 3009 lets smart contracts directly ask for and get paid for services automatically within a workflow.
Ah, so no need for manual confirmation steps.
Right. It's more like a direct debit. The service gets paid, the bot just keeps going. It makes these automated interactions super efficient. You know, Cointelegraph even predicted these agents could end up being Ethereum's single biggest power user.
That's a huge statement.
It is. And we're seeing early versions already. Companies like Hyperbolic Labs, Protea Labs, they're experimenting with HTTP 402 for these kinds of autonomous transactions. So if you connect this to the bigger picture, yeah, it's pushing us towards a sort of machine-driven economy within Ethereum. It really changes how things interact on chain.
That paints a really clear picture. It's not just speed. It's a whole new layer of, well, autonomous economic activity. Now, this is where it gets really interesting for anyone trading, you know, BONNK, FlockEye, or whatever the next big Solana meme coin is. If these AI agents are out there operating this autonomously, this efficiently, what are the immediate, like, tangible effects on these meme markets? They're already so fast and wild.
Yeah, this is exactly where the rubber meets the road for individual traders.
Hmm.
First off, and most obviously, market speed just goes through the roof. These bots won't just react faster. Their decisions and executions will be instantaneous based on their programming, way faster than any human clicking buttons.
So it's not about my internet speed anymore?
Not really, no. It's about automated analysis and execution happening in microseconds. So yeah, if you're sitting there watching charts manually.
I'm basically bringing a knife to a laser fight. Or maybe a spoon, like you said earlier.
Yeah, probably a spoon, yeah. Second, automation isn't just going to be an option. It's likely to become the norm, the default. We're talking automation in complex stuff, injecting liquidity instantly into new pools, sniping brand new tokens the second they launch.
Yeah.
Maybe even bots trying to start narrative shifts based on sentiment data. The whole market gets infused with this machine activity.
Okay, wow.
And thirdly, it means the market just gets, well, even louder.
Mm-hmm.
All this automated trading creates a huge amount of on-chain noise.
Yeah.
It makes it so much harder for a human to pick out the real signals from just, you know, bot chatter and fleeting hype.
Loud is already an understatement for meme coins, so even louder. Mm-hmm. That's something. And what about the direct risk for the manual trader just trying to keep up?
Well, this really raises a critical question for individuals, doesn't it?
Mm.
If you're relying only on reading charts by eye, or maybe just chasing trends you see on social media,
right,
you're just going to be consistently outpaced.
Mm.
And potentially, like the source material warns, you could get outright rug pulled. The speed and the sophistication mean that by the time a human spots something, a bot might have already traded it, moved on, maybe even dumped it.
Mm.
Even, you know, human traders holding the bag. The whole playing field is shifting. You need totally new strategies just to stay in the game.
That's a pretty stark warning, but yeah, it definitely highlights the urgency. So, okay, given this massive shift towards these automated, super fast markets, how can you, the human trader, possibly compete? Our source, av.ai, kind of presents itself as a potential shield here. It talks about specific types of tools. How does it suggest empowering human traders?
Right. The core idea isn't really about trying to be faster than the bots that's probably a losing game.
Yeah.
It's more about being smarter, better informed, and more strategic in how you actually engage with this new market reality. The source highlights platforms like av.ai as examples of these sort of augmented intelligence tools that are starting to emerge. We can probably group their approach into a few key areas that are becoming essential for humans.
Okay, yeah, let's break those down. What are these essential areas?
So first, there's this need for AI augmented market intelligence. The source mentions features like a narrative engine and an alpha signal center. A narrative engine isn't just scanning keywords, it's using machine learning to look at social trends, news, and specific on-chain stuff like big money flows into certain types of tokens. It tries to spot the next hype cycle early. You know, AI tokens, influencer pumps, new launchpad coins, whatever the story is.
Ah, okay, so it's proactive.
Exactly. And then the Alpha Signal Center filters signals from smart money wallets, whale wallets, in real time. The combination is meant to help you anticipate where the market might move next, driven by both humans and these automated agents, trying to front run the narratives.
Right. So getting ahead of the wave, not just riding it or getting wiped out by it. That sounds crucial for meme coins, where narratives shift so fast.
Precisely. Then second, you need really comprehensive real-time wallet intelligence. A platform like the one mentioned covers, you know, tons of chains, hundreds of DEX data feeds, allowing for quick cross-chain wallet profiling. This lets you track what smart money is doing, what devs are doing, KOLs, whales, across the whole ecosystem.
So even if AI agents are moving money autonomously, you can still see that flow.
Yeah, that's the idea. You can monitor where significant capital is going, whether it's clearly human-driven or looks more like automated agent activity. You're not totally blind.
Okay, that makes sense. Not being automated doesn't mean being in the dark. But what about safety? With all the speed and automation, feels like new risks could pop up too, right? More sophisticated traps.
Yeah, it's a huge point. And it leads right into the third area.
Yeah.
Risk mitigation and safety tools. It's kind of ironic, but AI agents don't inherently think about caution, do they? Our source makes a great point. Bots are technical, not cautious. They follow code. They might walk right into a malicious contract, a honeypot, or a rug pull if it looks technically sound initially. So this is where specialized tools become a key advantage for humans. Platforms are emerging with things like smart contract safety checks, filters specifically designed to detect honeypots, overall risk ratings for tokens. These are designed to help you avoid disaster, even when the market around you is in an automated frenzy. It's a crucial difference. It's protection bots don't really prioritize.
Right. It's not just about getting in fast. It's about not getting wrecked. That's actually a big relief, knowing tools are being built for that side of things, too. Okay, and what about actually making the trade? Can a human even click fast enough?
Well, you might not be a pure bot, but the final piece is streamlined, precise execution. Tools are coming out that let you operate at near bot speed. Think things like one-click buys directly on the chart, setting up stop loss and take profit orders before you even enter, which then trigger automatically.
So pre-planning your exit strategy.
Exactly. It's about enabling quick, confident execution that can react fast, whether the trigger is a human trend or sudden bot activity. And what's really interesting here, I think, is that these tools are designed to augment your human intelligence and intuition. They don't replace it. It's about leveraging the best of both, responding faster, but keeping your human analytical edge.
That's a really critical distinction, isn't it? Augmenting, not replacing. So pulling it all together, what does this mean for your portfolio, your trading strategy going forward? It really sounds like the source's main message is pretty clear. The bots are coming. Be smarter, not faster.
That's absolutely the core takeaway, the paradigm shift we're seeing. On-chain AI is changing the game, fundamentally. But the good news, maybe, is that chaos often favors those who are prepared. The approach we're seeing highlighted, and it's echoed elsewhere too, is about shifting from just reacting to actively anticipating. It means pairing that real-time intelligence with smart filters, those crucial safety nets, execution tools that, frankly, bots just don't optimize for in the same way.
So my portfolio doesn't need to become like a fully automated bot itself.
No, probably not.
But it should become smart automated. Is that the idea?
Exactly. That's a great way to put it. The goal isn't to turn into an AI agent yourself. It's about intelligently integrating these AI-powered insights and tools into your existing human workflow. Look, in a world where AI agents might become Ethereum's biggest users, the traders who win will likely be the ones who can blend human intuition, a sharp eye for market narratives, and powerful AI-driven on-chain insights. If we zoom out, it's not really about fighting against AI. It's about strategically integrating it to lift your own game, to maintain that edge.
Wow. Okay, today we've definitely explored a really fascinating and, yeah, fast-moving corner of the crypto space. From these autonomous AI agents potentially becoming Ethereum's biggest users, all the way to the specialized tools being designed to help you navigate it all. It seems abundantly clear the future of trading is this dynamic mix human insight meeting machine efficiency. It's certainly a lot to think about as the market keeps evolving so quickly.
Yeah, and it really raises that important question for you, for everyone listening. As these AI agents get more common, more sophisticated, are you going to adapt? Will you shift your approach to be smart automated using these new insights and tools, or, you know, risk getting left behind in a market that's only getting faster and, frankly, more complex?
A powerful thought to leave everyone with. Thank you for diving deep with us today. We'll catch you on the next deep dive.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.